We're up to what the hell we have to do. We have one more
Dalit
answer to answer. What?
Dalit Amr Beis.
It's all right, Dalit Beis. No, we did this. We passed this. Way past.
What do I have the line here?
Up to Shemesh Itzaf. We're in the middle of that. We finished the Sugi of the Shemesh of Bavad. We're going to remember Shnei Nuchum and Mizel Lezeh. What? No, we didn't do the Shemit. That's what the lesson that we do. We do the Shemit. There's a lesson we do over here. The child over here is even egoist. Okay, let's go. Let's do Chazal Nachmal very quickly. Boy Rava. And that Hey Amid Beis. Boy Rava. Rava in a child, boy Rava. Ego is the Kli to Gavim. You have an ego is a Kli, you have a nut in a Kli. Who Kli, Tsof, Al Gavim, the Kli to Gavim. So the words of Sopos, Ego is as Lina and Vahonayich. Do we follow the knot and the knot is resting? By Dilma Bosar Kli as Linan Vholoinach. The Kli is not resting. The Kli is moving. That is our Shaila. The Holonach. The night. Teku. The Gemara doesn't have a Shaila. Now, Shemen Shetsovagabi Naya Shaila. New Shaila. Shemen. Oil Shetsovagabimayim. Okay, it's a little Shaila. The Tznan. So if there was a person who puts Shemen. You make a, there are two shilas. If you make a hanocha, if you pour shemen al gabe yayin, are you chayif on Shabbos for, if that's your hanocha, does that qualify as a hanocha to be chayif echel Shabbos? And if you scoop up shemen al gabe yayin, does that qualify as an akira for Hilchah Shabbos?
Both have to be.
Totally zebezeh. Right. That's a yisoid. A yisoid, unless you
want to make a
chidush etayra. Maybe you can make a chiddush Torah. You can make a ganzes shtickle. I think he has the das Torah for this. Marcus Lehman, to make a shtickle Torah for us. To fatayich the dini akira is nisht zelbe dinim for hanocha. Or do we say that the akira and the hanocha tolui ze bezeh? You're doing rais to yisoid that yisoid. Shemen shetzovah gavayim yayim achleik shabir yochanan mukav rabbanon. The tzadan shemen shetzovah gavayim v'nagat tfulion b'shemen. So the shemen is not going to, they both are truma. The shemen is a shlishi. Shemen. So what do you see? You see that it's called a rest. They both become tame. So machlaik is over here. If you touch the both of them are truma and you touch one becomes a shlishi. Does it make the other one a shlishi as well? So is it considered, are they considered to be all one unit together? So therefore, how is Rashi still to the machlekes? Look, according to the Tanakama, lepasal lefi she'enei chibur zelazeh v'shemen pasul hu v'loy tamei v'hiloy pasul eliyayin. Now the magic words of Rashi are: this is the key aside. Ule inyan Shabbos nami havi kedover acher. Hatsof al hamayim the lav hainu and the chosof. So it turns out that it's a lover acher that is sof al hamayim the lav hainu and the chosof. It's not resting. But understand that according to the Man D'Omar that says that you're only going to passel the shemen. You're not going to passel the yayin. They're two separate items. So le'inyan Shabbos, it's not called a maisa hanocha. It's not cool because where is the makom, the ton of lumness in this Rashi? Rashi is saying a lot of you say this. When you put something down upon a liquid, when you put something down, this bechlal machlekes is mayim an egoish etzof, the cliche etzof. That's not our discussion. Our discussion over here is there has to be at least before you can enter into the machlekes is mayim a hanoch or not? If something is floating on water. We have a dilemma. Is that called a hanocha? But at least it has to be resting on the water. Okay, it has to be resting on the water. Now you'll have a dilemma. If it's resting on the water, is that called a ma'is hanocha? But if it's not resting on the water, it's not a hanocha. So if the shemen and the yayin are two separate entities, so the shemen is not resting. The shemen is like floating in midair. If you're going to say the tumah goes to the shemen, but it is not, and the yayin is not tamei. That means there's a hefsek between the shemen and the mayim. So the shemen is not resting anywhere. It's like suspended in midair. So the mayim, that's not called the ma'isa. The second mandiyama, that's the next mandiyama. The other mandiyama says that if you touch the shemen, both of them instantly become tamei.
Mayim and the Shemen.
No, not the Mayim. The Shemen. Oh, so now there's a Hanocha. Now you can enter into your dilemma before. Is that called a good Hanocha? But the erishta zach is you have to have a Maisa Hanocha. If you're going to tell me Shemen, Shesuvah Gabal Yayin, is only the Shemen is Tamei and not the Yayin, so that means that the Shemen is removed from the Mayim. There's a Mimela, the Shemen is floating in midair. There is no Hanocha. No Hanocha, there's nothing to talk about. Right, the next Gemara. Next piece of Gemara. Is that good? Are we good with that?
Nicely.
Right. Omar. Omar Rabbi Avin. Omar. What did you say, Shlomi?
I'm listening.
Is the website working? Look at the website. See, the website is working. We'll be clear on the website. Omar Rabbi Avin. Omar Rabbi Loi. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. A person is carrying on his body food and drink, and in the end, goes out the entire day. Until you stand. This man holds that taking a step is a big machlokes. When you take a step, is every single step you take considered a new ma'aseh, or do we say your body must come to rest totally? In other words, even if you go and you take a stand for once, even that's not called hanocha. If you just happen to stop for the red light, is that called you're stopping? Not
because man, you're derek.
Ulterior motives. The reason why I'm stopping is not because I want to stop. There's a red light. You
I'm
have
going
to stop.
From point A to point B.
I want to rest. I want to come rest now. It's an incredible chiddush. This condition, lafush, would indicate that if you go and you're driving in the car and you come to a red light, that's not called the hanocha. You stop at a red light, it'll be very big nafkamina. This chiddush is that if you're carrying your wallet on Shabbos and you want to go home, and it's going to be, you have to stop for the cars. Is that called the Hanocha? So is he saying it tonight, that it's not called the Hanocha, you have to stop, I want to rest. The very big chisra I just said. It says over here, if a person stops within Dalet Amos, Amad, Lofush, Potter, now this is the person who's carrying a load. You're carrying a load. In order to be chayiv and being mavir dalit amos in the Rishus Saram, you have to walk more than dalit amos. If you walk pachas mi dalit amos, you potter. So if you go and you stop tochal amos omad lofush potter. So if, since you stop to rest, so that means you've walked pachas mi dalit amos. But let's say lekatef. The reason why I came to a rest within dalit amos, I wanted to readjust the package on my shoulder and then I resumed walking. It's not in halacha considered as if you've come to rest.
The mela, you've
not stopped. Me when you come to dalit amos and you take a stop, you've gone more than dalit amos and the Rishus Saram, you're going to be chayif chutz dalit amos. Now let's say you travel, you walk more than dalit amos. Omad lofush. If you take, you stop to rest. Chayif. But lekatef potter. Likewise, let's say you're going, you're walking, and it's more than dalit amos. But let's say you don't stop. Let's say Shabbos over. Let's say it's the very end of Shabbos, and you're walking in the Rosh Hashanah, and you're carrying, and then Shabbos is over, and you never stop walking. So you're walking into Mitzvah Shabbos. You never did a Maisa Hanocha on Shabbos. You did the Maisa Hanocha after Shabbos. So you be potter. So let's say you're walking, but you did stop every so often on Shabbos. Every time that you stop was only Lekatef to readjust the package. That's not called the Maisa Hanocha. And if you keep on walking until Shabbos is over, so you never made Hanocha, you're going to be potter. It said that it's not called an Akid, and these are very hard words to understand. What the Gemara is over here, Rashi over here says, Omad, look at the Rashi, Dibur Hamaskel, Omad, Chutz Ladal Ramas, Hamav, Ladal Ramas, Shalemoy, so Omad, Chutz Ladal Ramas, Im Lofush, Omad, Harina, Nokas Kufoy, Hakanokas Havitz, Vim Likate, Omad, Ein Zamido. I told you the example of when you walk into Mitzvah Shabbos. Rashi gives a better example. If someone takes it out of your possession, because you never stopped. Okay, so what does those words over here mean? Okay, the Gemara over here is saying over here that if the Akira Mishar Rishon Lekach,
no intention of ever taking it outside, its initial tension.
When you Lekatef, when you are in a gather of Lekatef, let's clarify that point.
No intention of carrying it or picking it up.
We're saying what
the original intention is going to be Zovitz Lezovitz. So that was the original intention.
Well, that's the next piece of Gemara. That's where it comes.
That's the shtickle we just now had that intention. That's the case of Zavis to Zavis. That's what the article says over here.
The original is, I'm reading the parish. B'tchila sakira, l'hoysa kavanasai l'hoysa merishus l'rishus.
So you had no kavanah to take
it. No kavanah to go more than Dalai Lama.
His intention was just to take it.
Less than Dalai Lama's.
In his own rishus.
In own rishus. So if you made an akira and the akira was lacking kavanah, the
Shabbos
for itzah, you potter? We know that. That's simple. If you're carrying items in your home from one corner to the other, and then you make a decision in the middle to go outside into the street, so since the original covenant was so what's the chiddush? So there was over here in our Gemara, how do we start off the sugya? We start off the sugya. Go back to the one dot above, halfway down. Going back, the Gemara's statement here is going back to the original statement. The original statement was Hayatohun Eichlim Umashkim Vinichnas Vyoitse Kol Hayam Kuloi Ene Chaiv Ad Sheya Amoid. Which basically means that your original Akira in the home was not with the Kavanah to go outside into the street. The only way you can make that is you have to stop and then make a new Akira with the Kavanah to go out into the street. If I pick up something and I walk back and forth the entire day, I'm going to be potter unless my original Akira was with the Kavanah to go out into the street. So this is something which is simplistic. The Gemara says it's not so simple, so really it's bemis and machlokes. I'm a roi ninu, mar amar loho, mar amar lo beholish, no, mar amar lo beholish, no, in a chanami. These two halachas are exactly identical. It's not true. Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha, he was said over his name in two different ways of saying it. In the first statement, it was said one way, and the other was no. Let's look here. Rashi. I'm a roi ninu, Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yochanan said this double one time. So the bottom line over here is, if you go, the Akira needs a Kavana to go into another Rishus. If the Akira was done without the Kavana to another Rishus, if that's not called, that's called Masa Akira, you're going to be potter. The only way you can make it to Akira is you have to stop, and then pick up your body Nochamol with the Kavana to move forward with the Kavana to go out into the other Rishus. This is the yisoid of a new yisoid in the din of Haitzah and Shabbos. It's not just enough to have Akira and the Hanocha. The Akira has to have a Kavana for it to be an Akira that will lead to a Malacha D'Oraisa. Whether it's going to be Mavid Al-Ramas B'Rishus Ramim, or whether it's going to be Ma'itziyah M'Rishus Ayachim B'Rishus Ramim, and vice versa. But if you don't have that Kavana, your Kavana was in the same room, then that's not going to be sufficient. Next, Ramon. Ha'Ma'itziyah Mechanus, the Plati, a person goes from the street. The Chanus means the Rishus Ramim. Okay, the famous Chanus is the store. The Rishus Ayachit. La Platya is Rashi Rechava. Platya is another word for Rishus Harabim. Derech Stav is the Tzide Rishus Harabim. The Tzide Rishus Harabim. Today we know what this means because of terrorism. They build them. When I was a child, I had no idea what this meant. Until all of a sudden, I know what this means. It's too clear. They have on all the big streets. Of their area, they have like these in front of the yeshivas. They have these little poles, in order that cars cannot get into that area. Mm. So that's it. So therefore, between the poles and the buildings is what's called the Tzidei Rishus Rabim. The whole purpose of those poles is to prevent the Rabim, the cars, vehicles, and from going in that area.
Ballards.
What are they called?
Ballards in English.
Ballards? Ballards?
Yeah.
They're called Carmelists.
Ballards. So therefore, in between these poles and the street itself and the building is called the Tzide Rishos Harabim, which has the name of Mekoyim Pitur. It's even better than Carmelis.
Really?
We'll see what we're talking about. And then you have the Rishos Harabim, then you have the Rishos Yachad. So now you're going from the Rishos Yachad to the Rishos Harabim through the Balaz, through the area, the side of the street where you have those poles that prevent the masses from traveling over there. I might say, you're going to be Chayiv. Why? Because this Tana holds, walking is irrelevant. We do not look at every single step you take as a Maisa Hanocha. Now we have the famous Barvustasi Ben Azai. Ben Azai, he's the most famous person in Masechta Shabbos. Ballard. We could buy for $97 a half entire Vidas, those Ballards.
Double L?
They have those in Tov Das. Yeah, they come up from the ground. Better ones. Those
double
steel
L's?
Ones. What? Two
B-A-L-O?
L's? How do you spell? I don't know how to spell.
Balar. Oh, interesting.
Shlomi, are you there, Shlomi? You listening? Hello?
Shlomi?
That was on mute. Okay.
You listening?
Yeah.
All right, is the website working?
What was that?
Check the website. The website is working.
It's not working.
What?
Even say, look, it's off
air. Is it working or not?
No.
It's not working. All right. I'm in a lot of trouble now. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Hamotzi mechanus leplati derech stav chayef. You can be chayef ben azai poiter. Why? Because ben azai holds every single step that you take has a din of a hanocha.
One second. Hamotzi mechanus leplati derech stav.
You go from the reshus hayocha to the reshus rabim derech the tzidei reshus rabim.
These things, yeah.
So therefore, every single step you take has a din of a hanocha and an anaya akira. Hanocha, akira, hanocha, akira. Ben azai. According to ben azai. According to ben azai. According to the Rabbanan. Right. According to in the Kabbalah, Bakum Tur. According to the Rabbanan, no. According to the Rabbanan, the only time you have a Hanukkah Nakiya, you have to have come to a full rest. A full, complete rest to be called a Hanukkah Nakiya. So, tell me about Moshe. Bishop of Benazai, Kosovi holds Mahalach, I made them in traveling, is coming every single step you take. El Rabbanan Nihinami, the Kosavi, Mahalach, Lavka, Bidami, Dami, Heche, Ashkechonakai, Gav, Chayiv. This is the Yisod of the Mesech, the same as Sugya. Everything is in the car in the Melechus HaMishkan. To be a Melech of the Raisa of Haitzah, even though technically every single step it's not called HaMai Zakira, but it has to be Doimeh to the Midbar, to the Bidin HaMishkan. And the Bidin HaMishkan, they only went from the Shayachit to the Shishra, there was no stuff, there was no side streets, there were no blards there in the Mishkan. The Amar of Safra, Amar of Ambi, Amar of Yochanan, no, in the Chanan Mitihavi, Amavir Chavis Bereshus Rabim, is no worse than the Mavir in the Rishus Sarabim. Hasam Lav Avagav the Kama do not get leva azl potik yimanach lechayev hakanami leshna is the svara. What's the svara? Now being mavir am dalam is the Rishus Sarabim a pilaploim is not in the tak in the Mishkan. You do not have this in the Mishkan. It's a halacha l'moishe misinai. It's not one of the dalamites malachis. It's an extension a talada of haitzah. It's not part of the Mishkan, but it's an established fact that there's something called being mavir dalam is Rishus Sarabim. How many amas you need to walk for amas? Each step that you take, are you chayv a potter? You potter. You make the akira and you walk. But what do you mean? Every step you're taking, if you were to stop at this moment in time, you would be potter.
How do you ever have a dalar amas then?
Exactly. So the fact that we have halacha l'mashu say they go to be chayv indicates that we ignore the fact that in the middle between the beginning and the end, you've taken that. If you would have stopped, you would be potter. We ignore that fact. We look at the big picture, the beginning and the end.
No, but according to Rabbi Lo, would he ever come to? Would he ever come to the tinsel where you walk in dalar amas?
I told you, ein hachinami, that's not a kasha, because mimavir dalet amos is not learned from the Mishkan. It's halacha l'moishe misinai. Exactly why the Gemara had to leave hoitzah nachnasa. If you're going to work with hoitzah nachnasa, you're limited to the Mishkan. And ein hachinami in the Mishkan, there is no hechatimsa. But if we go to another malacha that's not in the Mishkan, namely being Mavir Dalaramas, which is halacha l'moishe misinai, and there, if you were to stop in less than Dalaramas, you would be potter. Yet when you reach your destination, your chayiv, now we can extrapolate and say a svara that if you go likewise, merushus hayochel merushus harabim through the mokim petur, even though if you would have stopped in right on the mokim petur, you would be potter. Keep on going. Don't stop. Midi de havi a mavir chifis b'rishus harabim hasam lav afagav de kam dinakale avelto potani kimonach lechayiv hachinami loishna frektig marmi dami hasam kol hecha de monach vid de monach le makam chiv hu hachi monach le bistav makam petur hu. How can you compare in that case being mavir dalan amas, even though taka you need to go make it, you got to make it to the finish line for amas, but the makam itself is a makam of rishus harabim. Then here's the lamnis. I'm telling you a mardi gol svara. What's lamnis? Even though for me this makam is not yet dalan amas, but if someone else or even me myself would have started for amas before and stopped here, I would be chayif. Right now, I'm starting from here. I need to reach here. here's Dalet Amos. So if I stop in the middle, I'm Potter. Mm-hmm. But if this, well, let's say a guy would have started over here,
yeah,
and he would have stopped over here, he would be chayiv. Okay. But the mokim petur is a mokim for the ganze welt. If you go made a reshus hayachal to reshus ram and you stop in the stuff, by those poles, not only am I potter, the ganze welt is
okay,
potter.
Let's say the beginning of that is the beginning of the reshus ram for argument's sake.
Here we're doing a malacha being mavid al rams.
No, but he just started the reshus ram before that's reshus hayachal.
So here's the beginning.
That's where he starts.
But if you go the other direction, if you become from the other direction. Or let's say someone would go from Shulchan Sham. The ganze mokim is a mokim of Rishus Rabim. How can you give it me dummy? Nachmal was the more. Hasam, what's the word? It's kasha. What's the word? It's raya. Amaver chayfitz yoiser. The Gemara first started off with. I'm getting confused over here. The Gemara's raya was. What was the Gemara's raya?
Here was exactly.
Midi havi amaver chayfitz.
Simpson.
Oh, but Simpson. We start amaver chayfitz versus Rabbim. Amaver chayfitz. What was the first case? That was the most first case. Now, Bitzimtzum. Rashi, yes, what? Amos mitzumtzumas. So different. Laf. Af algav di monach le besech dal amos potter. You will be potter. Ki monach le besech dal amos chayiv. Hachinami leishnochi. The Gemara is revising it very, very slightly. So before now, until now, before now, we have to review. What was the raya before? You being maver, I really jumped the gun a little bit. Okay, I have to take a step back. Stick a step back. The previous case was I'm being maver, let's say six amas. If I get now to ama number 4.1, if I were to stop over here, I would be takachayef. I would be chayef in the previous case. So now that I go weiter, I would go weiter. Fine. So it's not a raya. So the Gemara now is revising it. Takaway is mitzum tzama. It's takaf you to stop and say, I made a mistake. When I explained this one the first time, I was explaining the case on mitzum tzama. We have to go a step back. The original kasha was the person is being maver more. Let's read the word more one more time from the very top. But quickly, midiavi. Amaver chavis v'sharabim more than dalaram. What's the Gemara's kasha? Hasam, lav. Af al gav dekam v'denokil levi ozla potter. While I am walking, Shimon, I'm traveling in the Rishus Harabim six amos. When I pass Amma number 4 and I'm walking from 4 to 5 and 5 to 6 and I am in motion. Am I chayiv yet?
Nope.
I thought it was machlokes, but no.
No, I'm in motion. I'm in motion and I'm potter. So there's no difference that when I go from a Rishus HaYachad, Le Rishus HaRam, Derech, Sidei Rishus HaRabim, and I'm in motion, I'm in motion. So when I'm in motion over there, it's not going to have any effect. Just like it, when I am in motion from 4 to 5 and 5 to 6, at this moment in time, I'm still going to be potter. Yet, when I get to my destination, I'm going to be chayiv. So too, when I go, may Rishus HaYachal, Rishus HaRam, Derech Stav. When I am in motion through the mokam, the stav, it's a mokam that I'll be potter, it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara says, excuse me, sir, if you stop in the stav, you talk a potter. But if you were to stop from 4 to 5 and 5, you would be chayiv. How can you compare? Gemara says, right. So let's discuss the case when you go mamish mitzum somas. If taka you were to stop at 2, 3, you'll be potter. Yet when you reach the destination, you're going to be chayiv. So when you go mirush yochel little shusham derech stav, you stop, you'll be chayiv. It does not make a difference. For this fellow, indeed, it's a mokum petur. If you were to stop within dalet amos, that's the answer I told you before. If another fellow started his trek of Dal Ramas and he would stop in the middle, he would be chayiv. The mokim be'etzem is the mokim of chayiv. But hachal l'kul yal mokim b'turu. So therefore, how can you compare the two? The Gemara's Ella, you write me to have yamot si mirshal yachid. So therefore, back with the kasha. What's the right and what's the makar? Ella me to have yamot si mirshal yachid l'rishus sarabim derech sidei rishus sarabim. So now we're going through a nayadin. Now the Gemara is we're coming out to compare it to a stov. Is not the zel bezach as the tzi. The Gemara over here is interesting because we're new yisoid. The Vav and Masech the Shabbos is something called the stuff, and there's something called the tzi day rishus rabim.
The tzi day rishus.
There are no barriers.
No
barriers there. It's a little bit different. So let's see. Derech tzi day rishus rabim. Hasam lav avagav the imonachle at tzi day rishus rabim potor yet imonachle birishus rabim tzchayiv. The Gemara is then in the midbar when they were in the Machne Yisrael, the Yudbeis Mill, and they were bringing donations to the Beis Hamikdash, and they went from the Rishus Hayachid to the Rishus Harabim. They had a pass through the Tzidei Rishus Harabim. Now the Tzidei Rishus Harabim, there are no pillars, there are no stub, but yet the Gemara says the Dover Pasha on the very, very edge of the Rishus Harabim. That's not a public thoroughfare. It's not a din of Rishus Harabim. If you were to stop there, even in the midbar, you would be potter. So a stuff where is basically a place where they officially make it like a bike lane. It's a bike lane, this is the stuff. They actually put up barriers. It's no different. So we do have a precedent for the stuff. Okay, at least we come away learning that Tzedin is in of a stuff. And a din of tzidei rishus harabim. Chas mamag of the din of the tzidei rishus harabim. Chas mamag of the din of the tzidei rishus harabim. Chas mamag of our papa. He nich le rabban dam tzidei rishus harabim lav. Ki rishus harabim dami. Who says it's such a zach? Elo rabbi lo. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Dim tzidei rishus harabim dami. Michael Neymar. He holds it in the desert. If there is no barrier. If there are no ballard. What do they call ballard again?
Ballard.
If there are no ballard, it has a din of a full fed rishus harabim derayitz. And the only b'yachiv is an extension. Amar vacha b'red of ego. That's only where the achifuf when there are no
things in the ground.
So the Gemara is saying is that the tzidei the rishus rabim is no different than the stuff. There are two levels. In the Gemara now is saying lamaskana. Here's for the dirshu exam. Our dirshu yidin, where are they? There are going to be three different types of tzidei rishus harabim. There's a this stuff is one din, and then there is a tzidei with their no chifufei, and there's a tzidei with chifufei. Here, Shimon, you understand the nuance between the three different types. The stuff is like where they it's like in Manhattan and the big streets they manage the cars park there. They actually build a structure. It's like even
lifted.
It's lifted. It's much more significant. But it's part of it. Then there's the tzide which is flat. But then there's two different times. There's a tzide which has little barriers, and tzide does not have little barriers. So the Gemara is saying everyone believes in Akhal agrees that in the desert there was such a zach where they went from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. There was an area somewhere along the line there in the midbar where there was a tzideh with chifufei. Some type of small, teeny little barriers to prevent people from running you over on the side. And the Mela, that l'chuli alma is a mokum petur. And that can be the mukar that even when it's more significant, like the stuff, okay, it's very hard to define this difference madregos. I don't think the Farshim will explain it so clear. The madregos of a chilik between the terminology of a stuff and the tzide of chifufi and not chifufi. Vait in the Gemara, but now we go to an ayidin. Okay, new Gemara, new din of throwing. Benazai says that when you walk, he says, mahalech ke'oime damya. When a person takes a step, every single step that you take is called the maisa hanocha. Every single time you pick up your foot, it's called the Maisa Akira. Now coming. That's only when you're walking. But when you're throwing, that is Maida. Then what's the rule
going to be?
There's no Kluta above, at least above 10 Tvachim. Above 10 Tvachim. Hamaitse mechanus leplatya, derch stuff. Someone throw goes out from the chanus. So wait, Ben Azai says, mahalech ke'oy meidamya. So according to Ben Azai, if you walk from the Rosh HaYachid to the Rishus Rabim, to the stuff, you're potter. Why you're potter? Every step is hanacha. So when you walk from the Rishus Yochanan and you walk in the stuff, that's a hanacha in the Mokka in Pitur. When you then go from the stuff to the street, you're going from Mokka in Pitur to the Rishus Rabim. Nachamal potter. So Ben Azza holds you can be potter when you walk, it's Malchamid. But if Ben Azza admits that if you throw it from the Rishus Yochanan to the Rishus Rabim over the air space of the stuff, then there's no hanacha in the stuff. You're going to be chayiv from Hitzav from Rishus Yochanan to the Rishus Rabim. According to the Rabbanon,
why should we ever have him to be a difference by
Machnes? By Machnes, good question. I don't know. V'yachar ha-moyshet, handing over, like in the case of the Mishnah of the Oni and the Malabayis. Ben Azayoymer ha-moytzi v'ha-machnes potter, but ha-moyshet. Because there's no hanocha. Even though you've gone through the tzidei rishus harabim, there was no hanocha, even according to Ben Azza, because according to Ben Azza, to have a hanocha, you have to take a step, and there was no step. Okay, now we go to my favorite Gemara in Gan Shas, the Dalet Rishus. Shimon, you with me?
Yep.
Everything we learned so far today is good? Clear? Shimon, you clear with this? You clear so far, everything we learned today?
Yeah.
Okay, Shlomi, you still with us? Turn Abonin. Dalid Rishuyas, so taking your pulse, your blood pressure, make sure everything's okay here. Tarnabonan, Dalid Rishuyas Lashabis, Risha Yochid, Urish Sarabim, the Carmelis, Umikoyim Pitur. And then there's the quarantine area that doesn't say in the Gemara. Okay, that's the fifth Rishus. The Ezoihi Rishus Hayochid. Charitz, a ditch. Yud Vrach of Dalit. The Hingeder, a fence. Yud Vrach of Dalit. Zoihi Rishus Hayochid Gimura. Even though there is no roof. The Ezoihi Rishus Harabim Seratya. These are the Barvus, the words of Gan Shas. Whoever can figure this out gets extra dessert.
Winkies.
Extra winky. Twink gets a Drake's cake. Chol of Stam, Srati, what Srati Rashi? Mesila Shaholchen ba me'ir le'ir. Okay, the interstate, 95. Okay, you go me'ir le'ir on a big highway. Platya, that's Platya, Rechava Shal'ir Shasham, Mizkamsim L'Schoira. Times Square, a big open area, Gedoyla. Umuvois Hamufulashim, Umuvois Hamufulashim, what are those? Okay, Rashi Mishnei Roshem LePlatya. Rashi over here is Chidish Gadol to define the. Everyone over here is mamish scratching head over because if you know what these Rishram is, you can make an Erev. You have to know what a Rishusram is to determine because if it's a Rishusram derais, so the Gemara says you need Dolosais, doors. So you have to make a determination. Do we have this mana said? This is the Gemara you need to know for the laws of Erevin. Do we have Bismanazeh a Rishus Saram deraisa? So the first two things would save us. Because do we have in Brooklyn a highway that goes from ear to ear? No. Do we have in Brooklyn a Rochava, a big open area for stores? I don't know. Maybe we do. Maybe Avenue J, Avenue M. But here's where everyone gets caught in the mud. Even if you don't have a highway or a big open area to go to a store, do you have a street that takes you somewhere? Do you have a street? You certainly do have a street. Even a regular street over here, Avenue K, Avenue J, any street. This where everyone gets stuck in the mud. So Rashi says, you can't ignore this. Rashi, what does Rashi say that this thing is? Mishnei Roshem LePlatya. What's the Platya? That's the Rechava Shel Ir. Into the open area of this other street. Zoi Rishus Ram Gemura, and the Mela Ein Moitzin Me Rishus Hayachid Zoi, Le Rishus Ram Zoi, the Ein Machnisin Me Rishus Ram Zoi, Le Rishus Hayachid Zoi, Vim Hoitzi Vihichnis, Beshoigig, Chayiv Chatos, Bemazit Onish Chorus, the Niskal, he will be injected with Corona. Aval Yaham Ubekaval, let's say there's a Yam, there's a Yam Ubek in the valley, the Istavonis. Okay, what yam is a sea, big as a valley? What is it in this Tavonis Rashi? Shalifnei hachanuya shayoshim sham sechayrim. An area in front of the stores where the merchants sit, they are Carmelists.
You see, it's fascinating. That's not called a Carmelist.
That is called the akarmelis.
That's the stav that we just had.
Stav, right. So Rashi is not so clear what these things are. Now, what is akarmelis? This is the big dilemma. What in the world is akarmelis? So Rashi over here ties akarmelis l'kamei parich atu kol hanayam ubik alav hainu akarmelis tiktani yiktana le'el tikmarsis takasha ein alay kedushas harabu alay kedushas yachad memeilu. What is the law? Midrabanon. Ve'ein noisin v'noisin b'seichel. You're not allowed to carry with it. You're not allowed to be mother in akarmelis in these areas more than the ramis. But let's say you're in violation. Potter. There's no chiv chatas. The ain moitzin me toichal l'rishus harabim. V'loy me l'risham l'seicha. V'im achnisim me l'rishayachid l'seicha. V'loy me toichal l'rishayachid. V'im hoitzin v'hichnis. Potter. Next. Chatzeiro is shalram, a courtyard that is shared by the masses. A dead end street. So what is the law? Oh, here we have an opportunity. Ervu, if you make an eruv in chatzeros and you put up it's a pesach, then mutadim loy ervu. You do not make an eruv in chatzeros asudim. Adam, I made next halacha, nine halacha. Adam, I made askupa. A person is allowed to stand on the askupa on the threshold. He's on now. What status is the threshold? Rashi says, look at the Rashi towards the bottom. V'zehu mekayim pitur shehuska lemaila she'ena chashav v'shayil atzma l'hishena roch avdalid kevar shechaman v'batul eitzel v'shayachid eitzel v'sharam. Rashi is a bomb. Rashi says that the malchus of an askupa is an area that is an independent rishus that's less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So let's assume now that it has a height of, let's say for argument's sake, of 10 tefachim. Let's assume that to be. It's 10 tefachim high, but it's less than 4 by 4. So the memela, it's not a rishus hayachit, and it's not a rishus haramim. But what is its status? So Rashi here says the yisoid of a mekoyim pitur. A mekoyim pitur attaches itself to the locate, to wherever it can. It's looking to be mechaber itself to another rishus. It doesn't want to be alone. It wants to be joined. Memela, how does that follow through the Gemara? Oy Adam Amin Alaskupa, noy tell me balabayis. He can take from the balabayis v'noy sin loy. Noy tell me ani v'noy sin loy. So Rashi says this is called a dynamic rishus. Pile play what Rashi says. A rishus can change its status by the moment. Today, I'm gonna be a Rishus Hayachid. And in 5 minutes from now I'm gonna be a Rishus Harabim. And then the next minute I'll be a Rishus Hayachid. And my status will change depending upon the situation. Right now the Balabais wants the Gizan and the Rishus Hayachid, and he wants the Gizan. So I'm also Rishus Hayachid. We're both together, the Zelva Rishus Hayachid. The Oni in the Rishus Harabim wants to give me something. So we're going from Rishus Harabim to Rishus Harabim, less than Dalet Amos. As long as you don't abuse the rishus and use it as both tarte de sastre, to go to stand here. Oh, the balabayis gave me
this
something.
Thing
so now I was a rishus. I was now a rishus hayachid, and now I'm going to give it to the onion in the street. So now I became a rishus harabim. So I did nothing wrong. No. If at the end of the day you've transferred something from the balabayis to the onion in the street, you have achieved a hoitzame rishus hayachid lirishus harabim, and you've abused this mekayim pitur by changing it too quickly. You can go halfway. You can't go and abuse this rishus. An incredible lumdus in how a rishus can be dynamic. It can change by the moment. Just don't abuse it. I lost the place over here. 1 second over here. Chatzer Shalram. That's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 10 lines from the bottom. I made other. I do Allah scupa. Other men on scupa. The night told me balabayas. The night and lie. Night told me only the night and lie. Will watch. Lo ye told me balabayas. The night and lani. Or me only the night and balabayas. Him not all the nosan. She lost on piturim. But bidiadi li potter. A hail in my rim. Is scupa mishamesha space with shuyois. It depends. Bisman. Sha pesach posuach. If the door is open. Kilifnim. Pesach nohol. Kilichutz. He also agrees in principle that it's dynamic, but it depends upon the door. Oh, then everyone agrees l'chol adeis, harezoi rishus le'atzma, and then no matter what you do, it's going to be called a rishus hayochit. Once already it's 10 tefachim high and it's 4x4, it's a separate rishus l'chol adeis. Now what is the chilek between the Tanakama and the second man, the Amar? The chilek is the door. That's the chilek. According to the first man, the Yomar, it doesn't make a difference if the door is open, the door is closed. It still has the ability to attach itself to whoever wants, whoever you want, even if the door is closed. The second man says, no, we're not so generous. We'll agree in principle that this makam can be dynamic, it can change from Rosh Yachin, but it depends on the door. The door is going to make the determination of where it's going to be. You have to either open the door or close the door. Good? Okay, the Delis is a Merdiki site. Where do you have Delis in the Torah? Light. Vayiskar Hadelis Ba'adoy. This is the only place in the Gans Torah you have a door.
And then you have... Lashon by Avram by his tent, oil.
Vayiskar, no, that's the word door. That's the word door. The only place, Nirtza. The Nirtza. So they all shtel tzu. They all shtel tzu that those together. The only two places in the Gans Kultura Kula of a door, of the Indian to understand what is the Koyach of a Delis, is Vayiskar Hadelis Ba'adoy. Vayta.
By the
table,
it
doesn't say the word Dallas. A table doesn't have a door. Okay, it's all shot. You have to put the shaila on an airplane. Do you put on a mezuzah? Is there called a door on a ship? Is it shaykh the mitzias of a door on a ship on a bias? Is shaykh Dallas. The only time you find the term.
Some of these planes.
The only time you doesn't matter. The only time you find the term Dallas in the Torah is a mokaim mechubal lekarka. If you have a ship, whether it's a ship in the ocean, you have a ship in the sky, is it shaykh, the word delis and mezuzah to be chayv in a mezuzah?
Okay.
In putting on a mezuzah. Vayit in the Gemara.
Amar.
We learned that Zohi Rishus Yachad Lamute Mai. Okay, if it's four tzvachim high,
wide,
4x4, and it's deep or high,
ten
tzvachim, it's called a Rishus Hayachad Gemura. Lamute Mai. You can carry from one to the other. So Rashi, look at Rashi. Pshat. B'shtei peyos shel echad min abatim. Leheker ba'alma. So you put over here a lechi on the balcony. On the balcony. And you can throw across the street. The kasavar, Rabbi Huda, beiz mechitzos, have a rishus hayochid midoy raisa. The ha iko shtei mechitzos ma'al yisa. Mechitzos shel shnei batim. So wait, let's look at what's over here. Did I skip over here? What's going on there? Wait, one second. Yes, look at Rabbi Huda. Mishish or beiz batim. B'shnitzit mishish or rabim. Is there Rashi over on the bottom? Yes, look at the Rashi. Rashi, zo kenegid zo fine. Oysa lechem mikan, v'lechem mikan, v'kar mikan, v'kar mikan, v'noyse, v'noyse, v'yamsa. Okay, so here's the question. How many mechitzos do you need to make a rishus hayachit? How many mechitzos?
Like two.
So he says you need two. So where are the two?
Yeah. One on one side.
One on the other side. So here is the rishus harabim. Right, here's the rishus, here's the street. Here's the street. And here's one bayis. So here is one wall. This is one wall. You see, this is one wall. And here's the other wall. So these two walls make the area in between into a rishus hayachit. What are you talking about? But there's a rishus harabim. You're above 10 tzvachim. So it's not going to stare you. It's not. So you can throw. I can throw from here to here, here to here. What are you talking about?
Kluta.
We don't care about what's over here because this is below 10 tefachim, the airspace. But just because we don't care about this area over here, where are my walls? I only have this wall and I have this wall, but this is open and this is open. Where's my walls? We are brainwashed, and in order to be called the Rishus HaYachid, you need four walls, an enclosure. Where are my walls? This wall. Two walls. The Rishus Ram doesn't count because we're above 10 Tzvachim. So you write Midoraisa, it's called the Rishus HaYach. You only need two walls. You don't need anything more. Oh, but I'm going to forget myself. I'm going to throw this way. So make a hecker. The way you make a hecker is put a lechi over here, Hilchas Ervin, put a lechi over here, and a lechi over here, and that's good enough. Or put a kari here, and that's good enough. Midrabanon as a hecker. Only need two walls. Lechi mikan, v'lechi mikan, v'kari mikan, v'kari mikan, v'noisei, v'emsa, which means you can throw pretty much across. V'emsa. Amrulai, no, we disagree. Ein ma'arvin, rishus haram bekach, no. We don't like this idea because you have over here in between, you have a rishus harabim. So Rashi over here says, look at Rashi, b'shnei peyos shal echad min abotim, on the two corners, leheker bi'alma, because Sav Rabbi Yehuda beiz mechitzas have a rishus hayochin midoraisa. V'iko shtei mechitzas, ma'alisa mechitzas shal beiz botim. And then the rabbanim disagree, you have to have three walls, and you only have two walls, it's not going to be good enough. Vaita, v'amai, korolei Gemura, back to the Braisa. The Braisa says, we have over here, so that now we know that's why it says in the Mishnah you have to have four walls. What does it say in the Mishnah? What does it say in the Braisa? What is called the Rishul Yochid? It has to be Dalid al Dalid and either deep or high. A Geder or a Charitz. What's the common denominator of a Geder and a Charitz? Four walls. A pit, you have four walls. A Geder, you have four walls, good asset. The walls go all the way up. But to go have two walls is no good. Why does the bride say, Zohi Rishus Hayachid Gemura? What is the significance of the word Gemura? The Maikor Le Gemura, Mahu this same Akip Le Yabana Le Rabbi Huda Bilduhavi Yochid Hanigal Lataltel. That's only Lataltel that you're not allowed to carry inside. Aval Lizroik Modulei, but they allowed you to throw Kamashlan. Why would that be better? So Rakud Rashi. Rashi says, look at the record of Rashi, if I look at the Bryce of the army, Avim Shram Makah, 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 Gozar Bonan, Aval Lizroik, Shazorik Berishus Harabim. Now that's the key words. Rashi explained the pshat. Let's say a person is in the street. You're in the street, right? Here I am. I'm in the street. On the ground. The real Rish, and I throw onto the balcony. Either this way or this way. The Rabbanu will admit you're going to be chayef. Here you have a balcony over here.
So it's Rishus HaRam. If you throw it from here to here, it's Rishus HaRam, Rishus HaYachid.
No, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Because in order to be a Rishus HaYachid, that's the dilemma. Is this really called a Rishus HaYachid? To make this balcony, Kori Nalechi is only Midrabanan, it's a Heker B'Alma. To make this into Rishus HaYachid, you need four walls. No, you don't. You only need two walls. I have this wall, and I have this wall. I'm enclosed within two walls. Now, if that is true midaraisa, that means this surface area is a rishus hayochid, and this is a rishus hayochid. If I'm sitting in the street, I throw something onto the balcony, I'm now going to be chayif midaraisa for hachnasa. Only if this is called a rishus hayochid. Is this called a rishus hayochid? Rabbi Yehuda says it sure is, because I only need two walls. The rabbanan say no, it's not. When the rabbanon say it's not, they're just being machmir. We don't not allowing you lechatchila to carry and do. But b'di'evet, if you are in violation and you throw something onto the balcony, yechayev skila, lechul Shabbos. That's a rashi in Zorik. Aval Lizrak shas Zorik me rishus saram l'saycha moidulei dechayev. D'shtei mechitza it's d'oraisa v'shem rishus hayochid alei. Okay, so maybe that's why we say Gemurah. To tell you that the Rabbanan hold that two mechitzos is peanuts. It's a hoax. It's mamish, a hoax. It's just there. Just there to terrorize you. It's total baloney. That's all it is. Go ask the dear Shuyin and Shlomi. Go ask them. Go ask them. Vaita. Mahu, the same. Keep Ligi Rabban Ali. The 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 Ligi
Rabban
Ali. Then it's a garnished. It's a garnished from a garnished. Nothing from nothing. Amamar, Zayusharabim, the Sratia, the Platia, and the Mu'ois Mifulosha. So there's one thing you learn tonight in this year tonight, and that is one thing you learn is Al Gimel Dvarim Ha'ilam Oimed. Ala Platia, Viala Sratia, Viala Mu'ois Mifulosha. Never forget these are the three things Sha'ilam Oimed. Platia, Sratia, Mu'ois Mifulosha. You know this, and you know this secret to the stock market. Zoe Rishul Saram Lamute Mai Lamute Idh Rabihud Dran Rabidoi Mer Imhoisa Dechram Mafsukosan Yisaklena Lit Stadim. If the Rishul Sarabim is in your way, you shall move it to the side of the Chamim in itzarch. Rashi. Vos mean does Rashi Mafsukosan? Look at the Rashi. Lepase birois. Ah, that's the sugya. The Baravus the sugya of Pase birois. Corners. You see the picture? Here's the picture of the midbar. You go and you have a pit to draw water. So if it's around the passive birds, but they're perig b'zervin. Tekilu chachamim mishum oily regolim bebar b'rishul sarabim v'yabar atzma rishul sayachid. Let's clarify the side of the Rashi. What? Yes, the bar. The bar is more than 4x4. The bar is more than 4x4. Even when it's round, here you see the bar over here. So the middle of the bar, it's deep 10 tefachim. It has more than an area of 4x4. More than 4x4,
so the male is shuchat.
So now this place that they're walking is really a rishus haram because it's a platia, it's a highway. It's a highway. If you draw water, you'd be doing a malacha deraisa by putting up four corners. Each corner has to be one amma wide by one amma wide. And you do on the corner. This is fataiching that corners define rishuyas. You may not have more than 10 amas in between the board, the limit. Has to be within 10 amas. And so therefore, it makes a total of 12. Like 10, 10, 1, 1, and this makes this area into Rishus HaYachid. Now, this is only to allow you to do this, to make this into a Shayachid. If you these conditions, for these conditions, it has to be one arm by one arm, four corners, and only if you're on the way to the Oilei Regalim for Pesach, and you have to rest your animals, they need to drink water. That's Talacha. Hasei Birois. So look at Nachman the Rashi. Rashi, it's a very simple Rashi. All these sentences over passive birds. Commercial, mafshel passive birds. Beperik beis ervin. Teikil chacham mishupah alugam. Bebar berushus rabim. Beabar atz marusha yachri. Shemuka asar ve'arvechavadal. Be'amaleim ma'malim musach v'hini minich al asvasa chayif. Teikil chachamim. La'asas dalut pasim. Ubeneim eserams. Tavi chalaloi rishus hayachid. The whole open area in between these pasim agim mishra yachid l'mlois min abar. They come Rabbi Huda im hoisa derech rishus rab mafsekos and nitzalim studim the osi rabim. What does that mean? Move the people out of the way. If the people are walking, in other words, he's saying a chiddush. If people are trespassing through this area, in other words, they don't care. They don't care that you put up four poles in the street. They just walk right through. So you know what you do? You beat them up. You say, excuse me, sir, don't walk through my Pasi Birois. And if they don't listen to you, and they walk through, then they ruin it. They destroy the Rishus HaYachid. If the people, they don't listen, they don't follow orders. If they continue to walk through...
If it's treated like Rishus HaRabim, it will turn back into Rishus HaRabim.
Even though you put up the Pasi Birois, telling your Yisoy that you can make...
It's just a show.
You can make Mechitzas so all you want. If the Tzibur does not abide by the definition of what you've done, then what you have done doesn't count. Incredibly say this. I can put in mechitzos, and along this mechitzos, but the people have to follow the rules. If the people don't follow the rules, then the halacha says that what you have done does not count.
When you put it up, so you had a moment in time when they did it.
So while it was, but once the people, you have to make a determination. One time. So Rashi, the Lord, come Rabbi Huda, im hoiso derech rishus harabim mafsikosan, yisaklen, what are these very vague words? Rashi is giving us a taish in these words. Yisaklen l'stodin, de osu rabim umevalim chitzasam. And you got to get them out of the way. Tell the people, get out of here.
For Hossam Ramin and Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda, the Eldo Amar Noisiv Noisiv Yamsa, the loyal Surab of Avadu Machitzasan. Rabbi and Rabban, the Gemara's going to discuss over here this question in a few moments when it's not the Modido. But right over here, the Chum say, no, Ainai Tzarech. The Chum say, guess what? The Rabbin, they can walk through these mechitzos. They can be in violation of the order. It's going to be a big sign. Don't walk in this area. This area is for the animals to draw to water. Don't. The rabbim should move to the side. According to the rabbin, even if the rabbim do not obey orders, it doesn't matter. It still retains the din of Rishus Yachid. There's a lumda shemachleikis between the Rabban Rabbi Yehuda to fataych what is the machus of a Rishus. Do you need a human input, a human attitude, in order to be mechazek a mechitza, or is a mechitza so strong we don't even care about what the people do, what they're doing in that area? Once you create a makam, you demark an area to be an area, it's a rishus hayachid, and no human being can go and damage that rishus. Or do we say no, that's not the way Chazal look at a rishus hayachid? A rishus hayachid also needs a human element. This yisoy, this machlekes, goes down to the shoyish of what is the malchus of a rishus hayachid. The Eibush made, and notice them again in Hashkafa, this world is Hashem's rishus hayachid. Is Hashem's rishus hayachid dependent upon man's ability to obey orders? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't matter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it does. It's, this world is only called Hashem's rishus hayachid if we obey. According to Rabbanan, Eim doesn't need you. If Hashem shliach, whether you like it or not. Why is it called Shem Gemura? There is no reason. It's stylistic symmetry. Aide the Tanereish Gemura Tananami Seva Gemura. The Lechonami Midbar. Oh, the Midbar is a Rishus Rabim. The Hotanya Ezohi Rishus Rabim. Srati Platik Dilbos and Philosophy of the Midbar. We have a Bryce. The Bryce says that the Midbar is called Sarabim. Amrabai Lakosha Kanabis Mandi Shoshim. But Midbar Kanabis Mandi Zah. Now you say that a Midbar can be a Rishus Sarabim only if we're there. If we're not there, Rishus Sarabim. The Midbar. What is a Rishus Sarabim?